Is it the end of the world?
Yes,
it is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning. The beginning of a brand new, solid Juggalo world.
Y'all ready?
No.
All right.
No.
What's up? What's up?
We live. Welcome, everyone. This is Deck One Delt. My name is Kyle, a.k.a. Keezy, if you'd like. And this is my main man.
Carver Law, y'all. What up?
And we're here with our lovely wives. We did it, guys. We did it. We made it happen. Say hi to everyone. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is my wife, Keezy's wife. And this is Carver's wife, Justice Law.
Justice Law.
Pleasure to be here.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
No,
thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah, and we know this is very hard to come on a Juggalo podcast when you don't know shit about Juggalo stuff. But that's right. That'll be you by the end of this podcast. We got a lot of brand new sound effects. We're celebrating this is our 100th episode. That's pretty exciting, right?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know.
So fresh.
We didn't know how else to celebrate other than to bring the wives in. See what we're down here doing for so many hours a week.
We could have done cool giveaways. You know, we could have made it so cool, but you know, we brought our wives on.
These are mad fresh.
Yes.
Congratulations on your episode count.
Mm-hmm. So let's get your guys' Juggalo origin stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do that.
That'd be fun, right? All right. So
it's
when did Satan
posse?
When did you start liking ICP? Either one. Whoever wants to answer first.
They look like monsters.
Wow, rude.
I would say for me that's a TBD. Like, I think there's a lot about the community that I find interesting, but. You know, I don't pop in ICP albums
right.
on a regular basis.
But you could see the
I can see the appeal.
You can see the appeal.
I can see the appeal.
You ain't no ninja.
She ain't.
It's I think you've paid attention a little more than you let on.
So I guess we're gonna find out, I think.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're gonna see.
We're gonna find out
what I have absorbed.
Wife,
over
wife,
all these years.
Wife, how do you feel? Well, I mean, what's your opinion on ICP? Like, when did you get into them?
I think they stink. They blow. They suck.
Wow. Damn. I mean, I know, but come on now. At least put it on for the podcast.
I don't know.
How about this? Let me make it easier. What do you like about ICP?
The Great Malenko was the shit.
I don't even know how to answer this. I don't know.
All right. I know. This ain't your thing. This is not her thing at all.
I got a condition. It's called clownitis. It comes from clownosis, from practicing clownism and thinking clowny thoughts.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's really it. All right. Well, that's okay.
All you need.
I won't put you on the spot like that. You're here. Look, you're along for the ride. We appreciate you joining us. You know, do your thing. You married a Juggalo. You knew it going in. I mean, that's just.
Wait. She married a Juggalo?
But I'm definitely a Juggalo.
Okay, I'm a Juggalo. All right, fine.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
How do they work, though?
All right.
I'll lay off the board for a minute.
All right, so I didn't mean to come off with such hard-hitting questions as. What do you like about ICP right off the bat, guys? That wasn't my intention to make you feel awkward or weird, all right? But
you can have a love-hate relationship with them.
We know that you have opinions on them because we do. Right?
We wait, we have opinions, therefore they have opinions?
Well, yeah.
That's how that works?
Is it? All right.
Yeah, I don't.
Whatever, man. Hey, look, I'm trying to steer the ship, bro. You chime in.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting to see how the dynamic works, you know, with somebody who hasn't really been in the community or, you know, just kind of, you know, deep dived.
Yeah.
And then, you know, someone who's been into them for fucking 25 years.
Yeah. So they got to kind of be subjected to ICP, whether they like it or not, because they're with us.
This is like bringing somebody into like a cult. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And then like,
it's like, hey, look at this cult. Do you want to come?
look at this cult. Now, what do you like about it?
I mean, there are miracles in this cult. There is magic here.
Yes, there is.
You just have to recognize it.
That is true. All right. So last week, we discovered on the show Vinnie Mac and Amber. Right?
Yeah, that was a very interesting topic, and I thought that it would be cool to check in on him.
Yes, and we both forced our wives to watch some Vinnie Mac and Amber, right?
Yes.
Yes, it was imposed upon us in our eyes and our face. Yes.
So what do you think about him and Amber?
Like, I'm super happy for them.
Yeah.
Like, I wish them all the best.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're in good spirits, right?
Mm-hmm.
I offered to bring in a sex doll into our throuple with us.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was not interested.
That's weird.
I know. I know why she's so judgmental, but, you know, it is what it is. So Little Ninja's in the chat. He said, please don't start with the sex doll stuff.
Little Ninja.
Sorry, Little Ninja, we are. So if you don't want sex doll talk, you better get.
Yeah, earlier Little Ninja wanted to say, let's just hope this episode isn't full of Vinnie Mac talk.
yes, it is. I'm sorry. All right.
Sorry.
So hey, look, we're approaching the season. We're approaching the season, a season of love. You know, Valentine's Day.
And I think Vinnie Mac and Amber, what's the show called? My Life with a Sex Doll or whatever. Yeah. I think they're doing a season 3 soon.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
I know, dude. Believe me.
God, I can't wait.
What was it called? K Kissinger Media. Okay. All right. I got timestamps. Sorry. I should have had this pulled up. All right. So I have a thing that says episode 3, a couple minutes in. All right. Sorry, my notes are a little fragmented because I made them as I was working. I was watching this shit at work, and I was like showing my coworkers, like, what do you guys think about this? And they just didn't. They don't know what to say. People don't know what to say about Vinnie Mac and Amber.
Yeah, it's a little out there, man. It's a little heavy, you know?
It's called A Relationship with a Sex Doll Comedy Show. Okay. So I will say, too, I watched the intro video he made for it, and he does say, like, I feel like he would be mad at us. I gotta say that. Because he was like, if you're gonna make fun of it, if you're here to just make jokes, just get out of it right now. Here, I'll wait. He like waits for you to leave the video. He's like,
five, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, I gave you 5 seconds.
Yes. So unfortunately, I think Vinnie Mac would not enjoy what we're doing here. That said, like, everything we do is all love. Like, I would meet Vinnie Mac, and he's like a star to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would give him nothing but love. I think he's an interesting character. I want to meet Amber and shake her hand.
If he wants to know what a real mouth on his cock feels like, come talk to me, bud. Because that's how obsessed I am with you.
All right, so watch here. I got to show the viewers this, too. So what do we go to? Let's do big picture. Oh, you know what? This might be, that won't be better. We'll just do this. Sorry. Look,
do you ladies have any advice for, male sex dolls out there looking for a relationship?
For male sex dolls?
Yeah. You know, there might be some out there looking for a relationship with a real female. I would imagine.
All right, so watch this clip. First of all, I will say this too. A lot of his videos are just like B-roll of fucking like shots of the park. Man. And like, and it uses the same theme song on all these videos.
We got a regular Ridley Scott here with the direction.
It's insane, some of these shots. All right, so this one's just a little funny one I thought was pretty hilarious. If it ever gets to it, sorry. I put 3 minutes on there.
And that music too, you know, it gets you into it. You know, you feel the love already with this.
Let's go back to this.
I'm with Lil Ninja. How long is this going to take?
Sorry, it shouldn't take long. I thought I put 3 minutes.
What the fuck?
Maybe it was supposed to be on episode 3. Oh, hold on, wait. It said episode 3 a couple minutes in. Oh, wait, here's a funny video of him carrying her out of his apartment. This dude doxes himself, by the way. Like, posts his fucking apartment right on here. He's one thing that's funny too is he wears an ICP shirt in every single shot, right? Every single video, but he never really talks about ICP or being a juggalo.
Well, he said that his dream girl has to be a juggalette.
Yes, he did say that. All right, so right when he gets to the park, he says some funny shit right here, I think.
Wait, is she in the car? Does he ever leave her in the car?
No, like, fucking way.
Does he go in the grocery store though and like leave her in the car?
There's no way, dude. He definitely takes her in.
Does he have to No. There's no way he takes her in. He's got to leave her in and crack the doors like she's a dog.
No, you're right.
Does he crack the windows?
I think he does because I saw an episode where he went bowling and he took her bowling, but she didn't go in the bowling alley with him. He was just bowling by himself the whole time.
Mm-hmm. If you walked by a car with like with a sex doll in there and the windows are completely rolled up, would you get mad?
I'd be like, Miss.
They're like sex at all rights, you know.
All right, here, watch this.
Well, we're here at the park and we're about to take a walk. So,
oh my gosh, you guys nailed his voice.
He's like, wait, did you listen to what he said? Hold on, wait.
Sorry.
What he said?
Free for
you to
join along with us.
All right, so that was it. He's just free for you to join along with us.
Free for all. Join us, guys.
All right, that clip made me laugh, obviously. That's why. All right, so episode 4, 45 seconds in. All right.
This time has been going by.
This episode right off the rip gets
nuts. I would suggest this to Vinnie Mac. Get you a ramp. Get you a handicap ramp built so you don't have to carry her around up and down your, to your door and whatnot.
That's a good idea. All right, watch this.
Bill's being so dang high these days. And we took a quick one together and we went through it. She was nervous. I was nervous, but we took care of her.
He's taking a shower with her. Holding her.
I enjoyed every minute of
the fact that why does he put these shots in there?
Hold on, I got a question. All right, yeah. So he takes a shower. He's obviously in love with her. What if she cheats?
Wow, that's a good question.
You know what you do? You melt that bitch down. You melt her down and use her to caulk your shower that you were just in.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fucked up, dude. I seen the way his buddy Brad looks at her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You be careful. She is made of 90% cyclone. Or however you pronounce that. Silicone, right?
Yeah. I had another timestamp for 3:35. All right, I won't keep. I don't have a million of these. I have maybe like a few more. But
decided to turn on the TV and watch a little Jeff Dunham. So we have some
Jeff Dunham. I do. I saw that. Look at. I mean, dude.
That's pretty funny.
Okay. So he's watching Jeff Dunham. This is my question: is he a comic genius?
I think so, man.
This is an act, and he's a comic genius. This has to be.
This is incredible.
Because he's watching Jeff Dunham, and then I watched one where he was watching Toy Story.
He's like, I went and got her favorite movie, Toy Story.
Yeah. He's like, look. He's like, look. Got all four, the whole set. Look at it. shit. Another funny thing is, I even had that. Episode 7 is in my next clip. All right. So that was part 5. This is 6. I can't remember. A couple of these episodes are literally just B-roll shots of the park.
Oh, we're back here.
Yay!
I feel like, I know you guys don't have much to say here, so this is just us subjecting you to this, but you have to. You just have to. We just have to get your reactions, essentially.
Is he saying something with that shirt he's wearing? Like he doesn't use protection with Amber?
Dude, I don't know. All right, hold on, wait. Episode 7, it says, I put mostly Tecmo Bowl. he plays Tecmo Bowl with her for like an entire episode. And I did put Halloween Store. I put 25 minutes. Is it? No. What? Maybe 2 minutes and 50 seconds?
Oh, I like her with the green hair.
You know what? I was thinking that.
It's a good look for her.
I was thinking that, you know, I don't know. I mean, she's just as real as any other Instagram model.
Yeah. That's true. All right. So hold on. This is episode. Okay, sorry. I was on the wrong episode. This is episode 7. Let me skim through this real quick. Sorry. So this episode is 27 minutes long. And look, 20 minutes of it are fucking 24 minutes of it are Tecmo Super Bowl.
Wow.
It's nuts, man. All right. So hold on. 25 minutes in. I have this as a clip. Here we go. Oh, God damn it. It didn't go to 25 minutes.
And it's on. Only a couple months away. Not bad of a game. It wasn't bad.
I don't know who won.
I think she's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, he always makes her be the Steelers. I think that's her. That's probably her favorite team. Excuse me.
That's
when the game was officially over. I decided to tell Amber that I have a costume for her that I want her to try on. And when she first saw the costume, she fell in love with it.
Is it the costume of a real woman?
Buzz Lightyear is her hero.
What?
She's a huge fan of Toy Story movies.
All right, wait.
She loves Toy Story.
Yeah.
And she loves Buzz Lightyear.
All right, hold on, wait.
Wow.
Now, we'll take a minute. Now, everybody watching this, this is hilarious, right? But he's going to show his costume next. You would never guess what he's going to be.
It's Woody, right?
Maybe. What do you think? What do you guys think his costume is going
to
be?
I'm going to say it's Woody.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue!
I don't know. Maybe Andy? Because
when she saw me put my costume on, she was so thrilled to see me and her got matching Halloween costumes.
Oh, what?
He's also Buzz Lightyear.
Jesus Christ, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude. I saw that. That flipped my wig. I was like, dude, he's got to be Woody. That's actually kind of cool. And yeah. Nope, but fucking also Buzz Lightyear.
It's matching.
That is nuts, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That's so fucking funny.
You would think Andy, because Andy's the kid.
You know what? Yeah. That's actually the real thing he should have been. That's actually, psychologically, that's what he should have been.
Take notes.
The one who plays with the doll.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's so funny, though, man. Like, seeing him put that costume on made me, like, giggle.
God. What do you... Was he at like Walmart with like two Buzz Lightyear costumes and like she was sitting, he had her in like the wheelchair next to him and the cashier's like,
dude,
we're both going to be Buzz for Halloween.
All right. So obviously he has a fetish for Buzz Lightyear, right? He bought the Toy Story movies. Then he fucking buys Buzz Lightyear costumes. So he wants to not only fuck Buzz Lightyear, he wants to fuck as Buzz Lightyear.
Okay, let me ask. So this is probably a thing. He probably had the psychological, like, deep connection to Toy Story when he was a kid. And he was like, my toys will come alive. I just know it. And then he gets into ICP and he hears stuff like, Toy Box and
Play With Me.
Play With Me, where the songs are stories about toys coming alive. Because ICP, would do that shit too. So then that happens, and then he's like, I can't get a girl, let me get a sex doll. And then he like gives her a personality and a life, from his own brain. And it, I mean, the psychological, avenues you can go down with this is pretty deep.
You're right, dude.
Would say so.
I mean, we're no therapists, but I would love to see like what a therapist
I would hate to see him in a wax museum.
Him in a wax museum?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
Imagine him there. Would he like not be able to control himself?
Oh my God.
All I say, Vinny, is if you visit the wax museum, bring a drill.
He loves Amber. He's loyal. He's faithful.
That is true.
I mean, you can look at the menu after you order, but I don't think he's...
He's
faithful.
He's faithful to Amber. Okay.
He said he was married for like 10 years.
But he does love Britney Spears. He makes Britney Spears her voice. There is a wax museum doll of... There is a wax statue of Britney Spears. Mm. So would he stalk that? Would he be like the wax museum stalker?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. So this right here, guys... This is the season finale of My Relationship with a Sex Doll, season episode 8.
My God.
All right. But there's a season 2. This is season 1. But what happens here? Yeah, you're not going to believe.
I think that's it's at debatable. Any point, you know, you can believe anything at this point. Let's just see what happens.
Where's the sound? Hold on. Oh. Yep. Here we go, guys. Yeah, I'll make it big for you guys. So he's making out with Amber, for those listening, for listeners. He's making out with Amber very deep.
Oh, no.
Clothes are on the floor.
Oh, no.
Clothes are on the floor.
What the f- Oh, no.
He's sucking your fingers.
Oh, no.
And he's caressing her hair. All right. This reminded me of The Room, dude. When I watched this.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy, we got a new Tommy Wiseau here.
Oh, no.
He's fucking her right now, guys. For
how
listeners.
Is this on YouTube? Oh, man.
It's showing candles. Oh, there he goes, fucking her some more.
The arms are like holding. Look, even like she's fake, but she's still trying to push
him
off.
Now keep in mind, he filmed all of this. He did this himself. He edited this.
Oh, he's great. I mean, his cinematography is absolutely it's an art form.
Chef's kiss. I'm happy this finally happened in episode 8.
Because it happened.
Because there was
Hold on. We gotta hear what he says. Love
tonight.
You made love.
It was incredible.
We didn't expect it to happen.
For a very long time. For this day. Right after we made love, we passed out.
Oh yeah?
We slept all night. And I was not expecting sleeping for more than 12 hours.
Jeez.
Didn't wake up to the next day.
That must have been hell of a night right there.
All right.
Well, there was some debate about whether they had been intimate before.
Yes.
He proposed on Christmas.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then, you know, Carver was not sure if they were going to wait.
So this,
until they got married.
And this, I think, was filmed in the summer, fall of 2021.
Mm.
So so this has been a while. So there's been, you know, obviously they progressed from having sex finally in the fall of 2021.
My question is, did he use a rubber?
He definitely used a rubber.
Well, I mean, yeah, she is rubber.
Do like a...
I don't have one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
there it is. That's fine.
Do we have one?
There's the... We don't have that? Or we just have the... All right. So he made a music video with Amber, which we won't get into. Sex Doll 2... Sex Doll 2, hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There's a Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, wait. So we can wrap it up with that if you want.
Hold on.
Oh, I have God, yes, please.
I have more.
No, clues. He has.
The listeners are more interested in the real women who are here.
All right, no, you're right. No, yeah, you guys are second best. Look up his jokes. He did a joke
He's
video.
Walking home.
Shut up.
He did a joke video?
Yeah, he did a joke video. Vinnie Mac tells jokes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I really want to just kind of.
Okay,
I,
this
I really
will be new
just
to me.
Skim this real quick.
Okay, so I got to go to his channel.
Yeah, Vinnie Mac tells jokes. It's just him telling jokes. And, oh, man. Are you guys ready to, bust a gut, split a rib?
Oh, I'm going to have to sift through all these.
I'm gonna chug this bottle of wine. Cheers.
No, it should be there.
Baby.
I watched a lot of these.
I'm coming home.
I can't believe you're back.
Oh, that's the Sex Doll 2 trailer. He does karaoke? Wow, I need to watch that. Fago shower in the house. I didn't even see these. Wow.
Yeah, he tells it. Oh,
all right. Sorry, dude. I can't find them.
Go down the rabbit hole on your own time.
All right. You're right.
It would have been great to see him tell jokes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on.
All right. You're right. That is great.
He's also a comedian.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So, look, we've been talking about Vinnie Mac for like 20 minutes. We'll leave it at that. We're going to keep following up on Vinnie Mac, and we are going to follow his legacy.
I would imagine all his
Thank
jokes.
Thank you, Violent J, the country singer.
I would imagine all his jokes would kill.
Come on. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, he's probably telling them to a room full of sex dolls, so he doesn't have to worry about heckling or anything, you know.
All right, they're done. They're done talking about Vinny. We can be done.
All okay, right. Let's do it. Let's move on. I'm just obsessed with it. I'm sorry.
I am too, dude. Tell me about it.
So you no advice for any male sex dolls out there, guys.
If a male sex doll wanted to get with you, what would they need to have?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a tricky question. It's kind of creepy.
You think Vinny Mac is creepy?
He is very creepy.
Okay.
I feel kind of bad for him, but he is so creepy.
So he lives in Ohio. If I invited him to the house and you saw Vinny Mac and Amber here, what would you do?
I would hide.
Would you be mad at me for inviting them here?
Well, number one, you have to build a ramp.
No, dude, I would help him carry her in.
Really. No, she didn't.
I'm just kidding. Look,
he's no creepy strangers.
Yeah, okay. All right. You're right. I may have him via chat if he'd ever allow it. Again, I think wouldn't be satisfied with what we're doing here, but nevertheless, I will never bring him into this household.
People are saying more Vinny Mac. No, we are going to turn this channel into a Vinny Mac reaction.
Yeah, dude, I'm good. Podcast. Next week, you come back. Episode 101 will be all Vinny Mac propaganda around.
We'll have just sex dolls everywhere, and they all look like Amber. And
it's been a nice run for you guys.
Carver's gonna do some art. Our next cartoon nightmare is gonna be of Amber.
Oh shit! I'll do a still pose over. It won't be hard.
All right. So do we want to
I'll get, be hard, but it won't be hard. All right.
Do we want to get into the game? You want to do the game?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
My wife has been nervous about the game all day. You'll do fine.
Nervous about all of it all day. This is nerve-wracking.
All right.
We're getting right into this game, guys. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be Juggalo questions. We're going to ask to see what kind of knowledge they have and if they've ever paid attention. Probably haven't, but hey, that'll be half the fun.
We'll try. It's
going to be nice. So let's get this going.
All right. So we got Juggalo wife trivia. Here, I'm going to turn that down just a snap. You're good. Don't touch it. Not there.
Yeah, it's going to be good. You got questions lined up.
Yes, we got questions lined up to see the whole point of this. All right. This game is to see you guys are married to us. We are big Juggalos. It's been part of our lives for a long time. We want to see how much Juggalo knowledge you might have retained over these years. Okay. That's the idea here. It's very simple stuff. It's going to be fun. All right. You guys ready for question number one? All right. So here's the way it'll work. You'll read the question. You'll write down your answers. Keep them secret from each other so you can't cheat. And then after you're done, we'll reveal the answers. And then me and Carver will provide the real answers and so on. All right.
Got it.
People in the chat, do not fucking give them any answers. You assholes. I'll ban you.
Do you want to hide that chat?
Please do.
Yeah, here. I don't want to hide the chat. I want them to comment on it. Have fun, but please.
Well,
in the spirit of the game.
Well, I'll look this way.
Do you want me to blacken her eyes so she can't see it, the chat?
All right.
All right. That's a song title, Blacken Her Eyes.
Make sure you position yourself so the camera can see. There you go. All right. Is that good? Is that comfy?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Here we go. Question number one.
Oh, well.
Who is in ICP? Any answer? There have been several members of ICP over the years.
How much time do we have?
So that timer is a 30-second timer. If you just want to go with that, we could do that. Here, I'm going to turn that. Here, you know what? I'll turn the whole mixer down. All right. So, have you guys got your answers?
Hold on one second.
All right. See, don't be nervous. These are easy questions. All right. All right. You guys ready? Come on.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Reveal your answers at the same time and then we'll see.
Okay.
Or we can go one at a time. How about my wife? Go ahead. Reveal your answers.
There you go.
Show the camera. All right. What's it say? It says Shaggy and Violent J with J-A-Y. Very good. Very good.
Well done.
All right.
Well done.
Mrs. Law?
I have several possibilities.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know if that's allowed.
You can show us and then the camera.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You got a lot. Scooby and Shaggy, Skinny Pete and Combo, Jay and Silent Bob, and Violent Jay and Shaggy. All right, you got it.
So Skinny like, Pete and Combo. I like that one.
We
can do it like this. Do you think this would be better to do it like this, or you like the game show?
Did they both get it right?
They both got it right. Very good. All right, we're not keeping score. This is just for fun. We can keep score, I guess, if you want, but we don't have to. All right. Ready for question number two. Very good, ladies. All right. That's a thank softball. You. Softball.
Oh, shit.
You ready for question two?
Yeah.
There have been 11 Joker's cards so far. How many can you name?
Ooh. Eesh. I don't know about this one.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
11 Joker's cards. You have 11 to choose from. If you name at least one, we'll say you got it right. But how many can you name? This is a tricky one. all right, write down something funny. I appreciate you, like you did on the last game. Write down a guess, just a guess of one, and we'll go with that.
Yeah, just you know.
And you see the cartoon nightmares around. Notice I made sure there was no other merchandise or memorabilia you could cheat off of. So there are images of them for reference. I mean. Most of these are cartoon nightmares, but there are references to them. This should give you at least a little bit of an idea. How many Joker's cards can you name? All right. We have 10 questions, so.
Do you want to name any?
I'm thinking.
All right. Can either of you, can you name one?
I cannot.
Okay.
I don't think I can either.
Okay. Okay. That's all right.
I started writing like Batman Jokers. And this is literally all I could think of because I'm really bad with naming actors.
Okay.
I have Jared Leto, which is obviously the worst Joker.
Jared Leto is the Joker's card.
Yeah, that is true.
And then I have Danny DeVito, which I know is a penguin, but like that's all I could think
that's
of.
That's close.
They'd be good.
So, I mean, we won't rattle them all off to you, but, you know, Carnival of Carnage, Ringmaster,
so far.
Great Malenko.
Look, I almost.
So these are album names?
Yeah, you could have done that. Yeah, I mean, yes, they're the actual images.
Okay, well, why didn't you say that?
I mean, what more can I say? They are the Joker's
I wouldn't know
cards.
Anything anyway, but yeah.
Okay, we tried.
We can say this one is a.
Yes.
Failure.
I could name the cartoons, probably.
Okay.
That.
Name the cartoon. Name the cartoons I've been doing.
Okay, well, they're up on the wall also. But
don't name the newest one.
Okay. That's a secret. I got you. So there's definitely Cat Dog. There was a Scrooge McDuck, right?
Yeah.
Yep. There was the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
There was. What else was there? That's all I can think of.
You got it.
Even though there's like a...
All right. So next question. Oh, okay. What is the name of ICP's record label? Give them some thinking music. All right.
I know this.
They say it all the time. They're it's on the name of a lot of the back of their shirts, albums.
It's the little guy that you're wearing on the chain that I gave you.
Yep. All right. Oh, looks like my wife has an answer. Justice?
I have.
You have an answer?
Something written down.
All right, let's go. Show. go ahead, my wife, show your answer. It is. Can't read it from there, but what? Tell us.
Psychopathic Record.
That's right.
That's
yes.
It.
All
I
right.
Wrote Faygo.
All right, that's close. All right, Psychopathic Records. Good job. All right.
Well done.
Well done. All right. Question number four.
Good try.
Let me give you a wipe. I'm worried.
Good try. Good try.
All right. That was good. That was close. I appreciate you trying. All right. Next question.
Okay.
ICP has worked with many artists. Can you name two of them? Any artist they've ever worked with? Been on a song? Been on their label?
Wicked Clowns.
Maybe they've performed at a show with them. They've worked with them.
Quit listening to that damn alien music.
All right. Yeah. There's many, many to choose from. They've worked with so many artists over the years. Famous people, underground legends, so on and so forth.
I think they stink. They blow. They suck.
Give us a Ned game, a bed music every time they're doing answering a question.
That's I got you.
Sounds good.
Can I get a hint?
They worked with a guy from Guns N' Roses once. There was a...
You can call him Slice.
A guy, that, a band that used to be on the record label is also a popular red licorice candy.
Red lick... I don't even know that one. Red... Why am I not putting
one of their artists is also a ritualistic Milton Bradley board game.
What?
All right, let's go. Let's. My wife, reveal your answers. Name them as you show the camera.
Vanilla Ice and Tech Nine.
Yes. Hell
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good. Perfect.
You were worried.
That was good.
And I wasn't.
That's very good.
And now I am.
All right.
And she's not.
All right, Justice, what you got?
I've got Linkin Park.
And who else?
Papa Roach.
Oh, that's very good. That's good guesses.
Well, you like a little bit of rap.
That's good guesses.
Thanks.
That's close. They should have worked with them.
Linkin Park and Papa Roach. I love it.
Jack White.
They did work with Jack White.
Okay, thank you for the hint. Somebody gave me a hint.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
CRM 509. Thank you.
That's
Twizzler.
Great,
that was
dude.
Twizzler. Yeah, that's the twist. Yeah, you know. All right.
At what? Milton Bradley game. I literally just wrote Monopoly. Is that?
Shit.
Nope. Close. All right. It's funny. That will be referenced later on in a question.
Monopoly?
Yes. All right.
Noted. Question
number five. A juggalo can eat Monopoly and shit out what other game?
What?
Yes. A juggalo can eat Monopoly and shit out what other game? Every juggalo in the chat knows the answer to this.
Can we get a hint?
Just put down the game you think a juggalo, just for fun. It doesn't have to be right.
It's got
to
be a game that a juggalo knows how to play, so don't go too crazy.
Yes, okay, that's a good hint. So think of like easy games that a juggalo could eat. If he ate Monopoly, he would shit this out.
And it's got to be, let's just say,
down the game.
Let's say it's easier than checkers.
All right. Come on. Write something. Wife. You're not even on camera. Look at you. People can't even see your lovely face.
Paper, rock, scissors. You can write anything down. We don't care.
I'm just writing everything that comes to my brain, so I'm sorry about that.
All right. How about somebody said give them the rhyme. How's the line go before that? Why am I blanking on that? What is a juggalo?
It rhymes with erect whore.
That's too close. That's too. I was going to say give them the rhyme in the song. I can't think
well,
of how,
I, yeah,
he
I,
says,
I,
what is a juggalo?
I can't think of it either at the moment, but that's.
Why am I blanking on that? Why am I blanking on that? All right, quit it. All right, time's up. What do you got? Talk into the mic. What do you got?
Nothing.
You have nothing?
Sorry.
You can't even write down a funny game.
Sorry.
Just name a funny game you think a juggalo would shit out. Any
Sorry.
Game. Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's a good one.
Sorry, actually.
Good answer.
Sorry, okay.
Good answer.
All right. Mrs. Law?
I have my initial thought was Candyland.
Okay. That's actually an ICP song.
The name of an ICP song.
I knew
song.
That, right? I also have... Uno, because that's easy.
No, you mean
Uno.
I apologize for mispronouncing that.
Yeah. Vinnie Mac would not be pleased
fish.
With your
eat Monopoly
pronunciation
shit out,
of
go
Uno.
Fish.
Tic-tac-toe.
I'll eat Monopoly and shit out tic-tac-toe. That actually sounds kind
of
cool.
Life. The game of life.
Okay. Those are all good guesses.
Makes sense. What? Connect Four.
Connect Four is the correct
because
answer.
Because it rhymes with adult horse.
Yes.
Or sex tall.
So there's a lyric in a song. I can't. Why am I blanking on the first part of the lyric? But It's he says I'll eat Monopoly. He'll eat Monopoly and shit out Connect Four. That's the whole joke. Mm-hmm. Every juggalo knows that.
I don't. How does? Okay.
All right. Ready for question number six? We're getting there. We're halfway through, guys.
You guys are doing good. You're doing. I mean, it's amazing. You will win money.
We should be.
You'll win my money after this.
We're kind of head and head.
My money will go into the bank account after this that I get from work.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Put a little check at the top every time you get one right. All right. Ready? Question number six. To the best of your ability, draw the face paint style of either Jay or Shaggy.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Just draw like a circle on the paper and then give them some face paint.
Anything. Just whatever you see, just draw it. You got it.
Let's see what kind of face paint you can think of. This question was courtesy of DC Fago Guy. He actually suggested...
That's a great one. DC, you are a genius, brother.
He suggested that we let them paint our faces, but I was like, no.
That would have been great, but yeah, thankfully we didn't do that.
So I know this isn't a question, but it was a fun thing to do. Fun task. All right. You guys ready?
No. I'll get a couple more seconds. So I think we'll be good.
All right. My wife is still working.
Okay.
She's struggling.
Yeah, I wouldn't say struggling, but you know, they're just doing their thing. That's good. That's close.
Is that pretty good?
That's pretty good.
I have a couple options.
Okay. That's fine. All right. All right. So my wife, show yours. She drew what essentially looks like a BMW symbol. I think that actually is like ROC does that face
BMW. I love it.
I think Zodiac Imprint does do paint their face like that.
That one's going to be correct.
Right, where is the camera? Right,
go back. There you go.
There we go.
Oh, that's pretty close.
That's pretty good.
Here, hold on. I'll give you a better
option.
Here's a better view. Yeah.
So that's sort of what that's.
That's not bad. Not bad. Yeah,
not
it's
bad at
it's
all.
Clowny.
It is. It's definitely like clowny.
Diamond things, I think.
Yeah. I don't have a reference to show you guys right now. I guess I should have prepared better.
Yeah. No.
Let me look at the GIF I sent you.
Come on.
We got
a reference. Out of all this shit, we got a reference. Come on. There you go.
That's how their face paint actually.
That's when they were younger, when they were in their 20s.
But the face paint, the shapes have not changed.
No. Yeah, the shapes of the face paint have not changed.
Okay.
But that was close. I like it. The BMW especially. That's what they should be painted up as.
All right. Next question. Question number seven.
Okay.
Who is Mikey Clark? Who is he?
This one's a... Come on. This one's...
This one is just to see who they can come up
this
with.
This one is a little too hard. Come on.
I didn't expect either of them to know this one. I expected them to make up something funny.
There's some actual juggalos that don't know this one.
No, come on. You're going to be a fool to not know who this was.
Wow.
I just want to see who you think he could be. That's all. Okay. We'll see.
Anything will win this one.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Oh, my wife, show your answer.
Producer.
Wow.
That's
unbelievable.
Great.
Well done.
That is good.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you right now.
That is good.
Oh,
that is
great.
Good.
All right, Miss Law, right, what do you got?
Let's see what Justice came up with.
My initial thought was Shaggy's pool boy.
Maybe he was.
But I did write producer.
Oh
my okay.
God. Yeah. Wow.
I like Shaggy's pool boy.
See, you have ye of little faith. They both got it right. Wow. Great job, guys.
That was good. He also produced give him a song that they should know that he did produce. It's in the mainstream.
Another love song?
Nope.
Fuck the world?
Nope. For another artist.
Oh, that Kid Rock song that All Summer Long. Mikey Clark produced that. I've ranted to her about
that.
Yeah,
Kid Rock, All Summer Long.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a good one he produced. He also is
in 1985 we brought a dancing by the something. That's how it goes.
We could pull that up and get flagged maybe later.
Yeah.
Pull that up and play it.
And then Mikey Clark hopefully makes money off of us.
Mm-hmm.
I would gladly let him make money off of us. I love Mikey
Clark.
That
was good. That was good.
All right, here we go. Question number eight. Choose one. What does it mean? ABK, MNE, and AMB.
I've never ever talked about this to you, so I know you don't know. Just if you want to make up some shit, have fun with it.
Any one of these acronyms. Somebody else suggested this on Discord. I'm sorry, I don't remember who, but ABK, MNE, or AMB.
Anything you want. I mean, I know you don't know this, so you.
I don't know.
Other than the clowns, she has never.
That's all right.
She doesn't know any of the other guys.
She's doing exactly what I wanted, which is having fun with it. So, I mean, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Let me just. I'm just going to try, like, the first thing that comes to mind. Okay. With all of these.
Yeah, that'd be great. Please. If you know all of them, that's extra bonus points.
I know.
I'm reading them. They're pretty funny.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
All right, here we go.
That's pretty
funny. All right, my wife. Choose one. What does it mean? What did you choose?
A and B.
Right, talking to Mike.
A and B. X murder boy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Great job. Great job.
That was a good one.
Amazing.
All right, Mrs. Law, what do you got?
Okay, here are my guesses. A, B, K, around blue koalas.
Okay.
I love it. That's what it should be.
M, N, E, my new enema.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's close. And A, M, B, all my boys.
Oh, wow. That's all funny. Very good. It's ABK is Anybody Killer. MNE is Magic Ninja Entertainment.
Yeah, mine are better.
It definitely is. And AMB is Axe Murder Boys, as you can see. So great job. Great job.
Good shit.
Very
good
fun. Happening. All right. Next question. Question number 9. Almost there, ladies. Who took the chicken off the plate and put it in the fridge?
Oh, man.
Who took the chicken off the
this
plate?
This is actually a cool song, so I'll play this. After this, she'll know this.
I will?
Yeah, because I'll play it for you.
I wish I could pull it up on my phone real quick. I should. If I was a better host, I would have had those clips ready.
Yeah, well, you suck.
I know. Next time we do a game show.
Yeah, this is the first one, so give us a break.
Yeah,
it's the
man.
First game
I
show.
Took time making a Google Slides.
That's good. Yeah. Okay, go with
who
that.
Who took the
like
chicken
that.
Off the plate and put it in the fridge? Blank, 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 blank.
Right.
Yeah, that's the last word. Yeah.
Who took the chicken off the plate and put it in the fridge?
Da-da-da-da did. There you go.
Okay.
I'm hiding the chat because Lil Ninja spoiled. I don't want them to know.
Lil Ninja, come on, man.
Come on, Lil Ninja.
I already have my answer.
All right, ready. Wife. Who do you think took the chicken off the plate and put it in the fridge? Tell us.
Yo mama.
Oh.
Damn. Oh. Whoa. All right. Good guess.
I also said your mom.
Whoa. Wow.
Your mom.
Damn.
That's a good guess, though. I mean, it's.
Yeah, mama.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Yo mama did.
So we all know that.
I don't think that's right.
Shaggy Two Dope took the chicken off the plate and put it in the fridge.
Who did?
Shaggy Two Dope did.
Shaggy Two Dope did.
Yeah, that's how the lyric goes. It's like
Two Dope.
It goes, who took the chicken off the plate and put it in the fridge? Shaggy Two Dope did. That's
how could we possibly know?
You wouldn't. That's the fun. All right, this last one should be pretty easy.
Shout out to Keezy and Carver over at Deck One Delt Podcast.
Thanks, Shaggy Two Dope.
Thanks, Shags.
All right, here we go. What is this? And it is a picture of a symbol for Psychopathic Records. Let's just say that. I don't want to give any more hints than that. The symbol for Psychopathic Records. What is it?
Hold it up when you say it.
I'm going to.
All right. They both have answers. That was very quick.
Yeah.
All right. My wife.
Hatchet Man.
That is correct.
Nice.
Nice.
This is not wrong.
Okay.
Not wrong.
Okay.
It's my necklace.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Hold it up.
That you're not lying.
Right there. Where am I at?
There you are.
Yeah, I know. It's backwards.
There we go.
All right. That is true.
It's my blank.
All right. So I would give you credit for that, I guess. All right.
And the name is called the Hatchet Man.
Yes. So did you guys like that? Was that fun?
So fun.
That can be the end. I did have a couple bonus questions. If you wanted to, we don't have to.
What do you think? Bonus?
If you're up for it, I do have a couple bonus questions.
I don't care. We can.
You're into it? All right.
Sure. Listeners? Should we do some bonus questions?
Do listeners want to see bonus questions? Because I have just a couple, not a bunch.
Can they emoji thumbs up?
Yeah, emoji thumbs. It's on a little bit of a delay, so give them a second. But, I didn't want to just make this the whole show. You know, that was all.
It is shocking how much.
You knew so much.
Like, he talks to me about this stuff all the time, and I literally have no idea what he's talking about, but it must just, fester.
It does fester.
It's like barnacles. It just sticks.
All right. Nobody's even commented yet.
Why that's buffering.
Yeah.
Before we turn. We'll do some bonus questions,
okay,
I think.
Sure.
Yeah, right?
It's only a couple, but yeah.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
For you two.
Okay.
Answer to the best of your ability.
Okay.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Little quiz.
A quiz.
Little quiz. Not really.
Okay.
Do you have to be able to juggle to be a juggalo?
I mean, I would say
question.
I would say you should know how to juggle, but I don't, and most juggalos don't.
Okay.
I read a statistic that was about 9 out of 10 juggalos actually don't know how to juggle.
Exactly.
That was really upsetting.
Yeah, it's a great point.
For me.
I think every juggalo should if you want to call yourself a juggalo, you should do the due diligence of trying to at least learn a little.
I've tried
a little bit.
I've tried to. I can do it twice.
I can do. Yeah, I can juggle three balls for a couple minutes, maybe.
Well, that's pretty good. A couple minutes, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe not even that long.
I could do it for 10 seconds.
I've never seen this happen. I don't know that that's.
We should have a juggling off one day. Oh,
okay.
You're gonna juggle right now. No, don't juggle.
We should
all
learn to juggle.
That'll be too hard to juggle. You can't juggle pens. You need to juggle balls.
I got
you do in your mouth every night.
All right.
My second question.
Yes.
What kind of bread do ICP fans typically buy from the stories?
Bread?
What kind of bread do ICP fans?
From the stories of the songs?
No.
It's got to be
from the store. You're at the store.
It's got to be Schwebel's White.
You're an ICP fan. Hmm. What kind of bread?
Schwebel's White, for sure.
Maybe Sara Lee.
Okay.
No.
I was thinking.
No Sara Lee.
I was thinking Juggaloafs.
Oh,
play me a tune.
good shit.
That's it.
All right, let's do the bonus question.
Those are my only questions. Thank you so much.
Those are good. I like those.
All right, back. We'll do the bonus question. Here we go. Bonus question one.
Yes.
Recite one ICP lyric. Just one lyric.
She has to know.
I figured this would be somewhat easy. Come on.
She knows one.
My wife did back in her day. She owned her very own copy of The Amazing Jekyll Brothers.
I did.
She did?
Okay.
It was when Another Love Song was popular.
That was the only song I knew.
Right. Yeah, see, she's got two. She's already got them. So
okay, good. All right, let's see. My wife, what do you got?
What is a juggalo?
All right, I'll take it. That works.
Okay, that works.
Okay.
All right, Mrs. Law?
I have, and I don't even dance.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's
good.
Good.
I also have magnets. How do they work?
All right, yeah, that's good.
Okay, you got it. You know it.
All right, cool. All right, here we go. What is ICP's favorite number? They have a favorite number.
This one, come on.
Come on. They say it a lot. This song, this number has been said many, many times in many ICP songs. It's also the many of their albums have this many tracks. I'll give you a hint. I don't know if it's by coincidence. They don't do it every time, so I think it's by coincidence.
Blink if I'm close.
All right.
You're close, but you're a few off.
All right, let's go.
Which one? Okay.
All right. My wife, what do you have?
15,
that's very close. Very close.
Just numbers.
Mrs. Law, what do you have?
I wrote 42 really big.
Okay. That's the hitchhiker's number.
Right, exactly. And then 13 with a little question mark.
Okay, that's pretty close too.
What?
Now, the number is 17.
Okay.
17. I think there's only one more question.
Well, you know now. That's all. That's important.
Great. I will... store that away.
I think there's only
in my core 42. Memories.
42. That was from the movie. What?
Yeah.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
All right. Here we go. Who is every ICP album dedicated to?
I think I have told you this, but I don't expect you to remember.
All right, give them some thinking music. This one's a tricky one. Who could the album, every single ICP album ever has been dedicated to?
For the past 30 years.
Yes.
This has all been dedicated to one, should we say?
One being, name.
One name, one being, one creature. One.
Blink if I'm close.
Close. That is close.
Justin Manny said Jay's mom.
Very close.
It's funny. It's good. It's
Jay's close. Mom is close.
Stop looking for hints. All right. Write down one answer. Who could they be dedicated to?
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. Do you guys have an answer? Anyone?
God.
That's close.
That's or, very close.
Or Jesus.
Okay, it could be that, but nope, it's not.
It is.
How
not
is that close?
That is what their career has been devoted to, but they do devote everything to something other than that.
In the liner notes of every album, it says dedicated to blank blank.
It's good, and it's an interesting All right. story.
If you don't have, do you have a guess? Just a fun guess.
I don't think you've ever told me this. I would just
All right. say somebody's mom.
All right.
Yeah, your mom.
No, okay. My mom.
Your mom.
No, every album is dedicated to the butterfly.
The butterfly?
The butterfly.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think I've told you this before.
Can I say fuck?
It's the first chapter of their book, actually.
Yep. Of Violent J's book?
If you want to put it up there. It's the very first chapter of their book.
Why the butterfly?
Well, real quick story. When they were kids, they caught one of those big giant butterflies. I've seen them when I was a kid too. They're like this big. They're like monarch butterflies. They caught one. They kept it in a box or a jar or something. They wanted to keep it. And they said they let it go the next day. So they kept it overnight. It died overnight. When they got up, they were little kids. They were sad. They cried about it. And they were brothers. And they promised each other that they would.
This is Jay and his brother.
Jay and his brother promised each other that they would make it to heaven to tell the butterfly sorry. And now every album is dedicated to the butterfly.
Okay. That's sweet.
So the next question is I'm sorry, Mrs. Law. The next question is just for my wife.
Okay.
Is it cool if Geezy goes to the gathering again, even if he may be in the vicinity of the phone party, as long as he's there just to watch his friends carve ice?
Wow.
Oh my God.
I wanted to make sure, get it on the record. See what the answer is. See if she gets it correct.
Did you get in trouble?
Hey, now we're not going there. I just wanted to ask a simple question, a very simple question, to see what's going to happen in 2023. Let's see. What is your answer?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Yes. Correct. That is correct. All right, thank you. That was it. Oh, shit.
As long as you don't bring Amber and what's his name.
No,
to
Amber and Vinny.
Your actual house.
As long as you don't.
Do you have any specific questions or are you good?
The only question I have
anything
is.
Anything on record?
The only question I have is, can I bring Amber and Vinny to the house?
Well, we already know Vinny isn't going to bring Amber to the gathering because she gets too hot.
Well, she can stay with us.
Which means she would stay with me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Well,
I look forward to it.
We have a drawer where we put all our Rubbermaid products. We just stick her in there.
Okay. Have your way with her and then tuck her away.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
All right. That was fun, right? That was good. You guys did great. Good. You guys both did very good.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you so much.
It was absolutely fantastic.
You soak it in whether you like it or not. That's the point.
Yeah. I mean, there's just something to it, you know?
Santanic. There's something santanic.
It's just something great about it that just people love, you know?
These are mad fresh.
So...
All right. So the only other bit we wanted to do was to share with you guys a couple random ICP songs that you might have heard, you might listen to in passing, like on while we listen to them.
I don't think I've ever played her more than just maybe 2-3 songs, maybe.
Well, I often, like when I, our rule is whoever drives picks the music. So often when I drive, I subject my entire family to ICP or Twisted or whatever, you know?
I love that.
So they've definitely all heard their fair share of ICP songs. So we had a few songs we wanted to play for you guys just to like make you listen to see
Insane Satan Posse.
To see how you like them. Nothing crazy, just fun.
Okay.
You guys are excited, right? Cheering. Give us some cheers.
I had a couple of suggestions in the Discord today, but I think we'll start with Bugs on My Nugs. Have either of you heard Bugs on My Nugs?
Possibly. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like anything is possible.
We're ready for it.
We're listening to the whole song?
No, we don't have to listen to the whole thing.
Just get a vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna take notes. A banana mine. We fucking these hoes that look like banana. Rich boy think that is shitty, but I like fucking crackheads with one tit. And I do it at the drop of a dime. And I get the scabies almost every time. So let's talk about my nutsack. I don't front jack. I got bugs on my Bozak. Well, I'm volatile and I ain't no bitch. I'm always quick to tell you where my nuts itch. Cause bitch, if I'm itching when I come home, drop a brick. All right, any comments or thoughts so far? You didn't think nothing of it. Just let me jam.
I mean, this shit is deep. Come on now. I thought I heard crickets in your net, but I wasn't saying nothing though. I wasn't saying nothing till I've done nothing, ho. And I'm like, bitch, how can this be? Trying to sleep on my nuts or watching TV. And they trying to walk to the stone, get a phony. How'd these bugs get on me? Somebody asked me how I got scabies. Probably that homeless fat redneck bag. We'll play it through the hook. That I fucked in the shit. Then the little critters on my ding-a-ling said. These are the bugs talking.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Please, oh, please, fuck dirty, but your nuts, we want your nuts. We'll itch and stretch and bite your nuts. Your love nuts, we want your nuts. Please, oh, please, fuck dirty sluts. Birds on my boots, and I don't give a hoot, cause I got me a pretty woman's love. All right. So, first of all, did you guys understand what that song was even about?
That was actually my only question. What is happening?
You didn't understand? You didn't hear the lyrics? It's pretty obvious. Okay,
it's obvious. What is it about?
It's called Bugs on My Nugs.
Yeah. Is it about an STD?
Yes, it's about
not that deep even. I think it's literally about bugs on a ball sack.
Well,
how often does that happen?
Well, they talk about having relations with the not so cleanliest of women.
Well, he does say somebody asked me how I got scabies, probably that homeless fat redneck bag lady.
That I fucked in a shed, then the little critters on my ding-a-ling said.
Yeah. So it's the whole song.
It's about pubic lice.
The whole song is about bugs in the pubic area.
Yes.
Any opinions? Did you like it at least?
It's funny.
All right.
If the words didn't exist, the beat would be great.
Okay. That's Mikey Clark. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Well done, sir.
Mikey Clark. He's a true master of his craft. All right. That was fun. Did you have a song in mind, Carver, that you wanted to play? I got ideas, but I want to ask you first.
Oh, man. I was thinking of something a little newer.
Okay.
Maybe My Axe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just like just a fun one.
Yeah, it's a fun.
You guys have heard this one on TikTok.
You guys must have heard this one. This is a good one.
Why would we hear it on TikTok?
If you've ever been on TikTok, you've probably heard this.
This is a nice one. I think you'd like this one. It's a family fun filled adventure. I will pills. I love my buddies. My hatchet man. My ex is my bunty. I bring him when I walk. Me and my ex will leave your head outlined in chalk. My ex is my bunty. He always makes me laugh.
This song slaps.
Do you jam every time?
Yeah.
Like you just can't help it.
Yeah, you literally
feel it in your soul.
It takes over.
Me and my axe will give your forehead a butt crack. I mean, come on. I never
leave without him. Listen to this one. Me and my axe will leave
your neck a bloody fountain. Chip, chip, chip.
That's good, right? You leave your neck a bloody fountain? That's poetry.
It's good. You know you love it.
Chop, chop, chop. Everybody
All right.
Well,
okay.
Well, we like. Do we like this one?
I'm gonna say it's the happiest murdery song.
Yes,
that's I've heard by ICP.
And those are the ones
in a
I
while. Like yeah. That's not. It's only ICP that's like happy murdery
yes.
songs to me.
And that's why people love them.
It's like yeah.
That is one of the magic ingredients of why people love them.
Yes, it is actually. Somebody suggested Super Balls. Are either of you familiar with Super Balls?
The song?
Yes.
Okay. Just to specify. Just wanted to be clear. Good one.
The song. No.
All right, we can skip through this. Yeah.
Here to fuck it, yo.
That's what I do.
So tell me where the hoes is at. Fat loopy bitches with the lumpy backs. Ain't scared of a fucking thing.
Hold your belly up and I'll stick you with my super wang.
Justice is already drawing pictures. I know she's never seen.
Wow, okay.
She's never seen any of these Super Balls images.
Wow, okay. There's an official Super Balls image.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, this is what I drew real quick.
That's very...
Is that it?
That's very, it, literally.
That's just close. What came to mind.
That's literally
it's
it.
Possible I've seen it before.
Very, very close.
At drawing.
So it's a ball a sack with a cape and an S.
That's, yeah.
And it's very, very close. We'll have to show you the actual image.
All right, so this song.
So this is about Super Balls.
So this is about Super Balls. He's a superhero that is hired by women to go fuck like the worst women that can't get fucked. But Super Balls to the rescue will come.
The Vinnie Max of women out there.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
Yeah, so he goes and takes care of business for women that need it.
What do you think about that?
How kind of him.
Oh, that is kind. Super Balls is doing a public service.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Here, should I show you the official Super Balls image so you can...
I would like to see it. Yeah.
Right, hold on.
You got it very close, though. That was impressive. I mean, you know.
Oh, what the
fuck? No, that's not it. Hold on. This is Super Balls.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I nailed it.
You did. That's the official shirt. Yeah, I used to have the shirt of Super Balls when I was like 15 years old.
Right on.
Oh, great.
All right, that was good. All right. Let's see. Somebody suggested Black in Your Eyes, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll leave that one.
What about,
we won't subject him to
what about I Like It Rough?
No, fuck that.
You want to take any suggestions from...
We're not. I'm not. No, no. No.
Team here.
Horrible stuff.
All right, what about
the mom
Splash?
Song? The mom song, is that a good no? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys might like that. I guess it's cute.
Okay. Well, I feel like that's a little bit the point. To at least kind of.
All right. You're right.
Get us on board with something.
We'll show you the mom song.
We'll try it. We'll see what happens.
Vine J has a very incredible mom. I will say that.
We love Jay's mom around here.
Yeah, Jay's mom was awesome.
This is not just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That's the way it is.
It is.
Yeah, they just stole the beat. My mother, with every step I take, she was there for my first step in the first place. Everybody wants out on their own. Now that I'm grown, I want to be back home. In a world full of vipers, only my mother's love was righteous. I feel I've been to hell and back three times. I can never sum it up with these rhymes. Looking for a story to share with somebody, but they never seem to care. While I'm looking for this person everywhere, I'm slipping because my mom is right here. Life moves along so fast when I see real.
It's like a really good beat. Like it's amazing.
It is good. It helps. I can hear my conscience rapping to me. It's like, hey, you only got one real friend from the cradle to the grave and back again. With unconditional love, that's my mother I'm speaking of. All right. So a sincere, happy song.
Yeah, that's cute.
What do you guys think of that?
That's nice.
I enjoy the message.
They do some good messages.
But that's not what
a lot of the stuff
you
is
impose on us.
Well, yeah, a lot of the other stuff is an act. You know, it's their gimmick. You know,
that's a sweet song. That's sweet.
This is when they take, essentially, they take the paint off and become themselves.
Oh, wow.
They have another song similar to that called "Behind the Paint," where they share like more personal shit, but similar vibe, like very sincere.
Yeah, but you know, we want the funny.
I know.
We want the funny. All right, crazy shit.
I mean, shock value.
The only other one I was gonna suggest was maybe "Splish Splash" because it was fun. Funny and weird.
Yeah.
Unless you have any other ideas.
That one's very funny and weird. Yeesh. I don't know.
We'll give him one more and we'll wrap it up.
Do you have a favorite?
And We Danced. Song?
That's a great question. Yes.
And We Danced.
Do you have a favorite Ice-B song?
Keezy's Wifey. Like one you don't like, it doesn't even have to be do you like it? It's just, do you not hate it?
Do you not despise it and
like,
want
to
despise my husband for it?
There's a like every once in a while a song will come on and our kids will be in the car and I'm like, oh my God, like let's change it.
Well, I change it when that shit comes on usually.
And so I don't know. If I had to pick something that I actually enjoyed that he listened to, it would probably be a different artist, but I mean, I don't know.
Good answer.
I prefer
answer.
Like Tech N9ne over ICP.
Yeah, I feel ya. Okay.
I don't know, but
Wicked Clown Style.
Mom's song was cool.
Yeah, okay.
I liked it.
I like. Do they?
Good suggestion. Thank you. All.
The one she likes and knows is the "And We Dance."
I'll play a little bit.
Or what the hell is that one called?
Tara probably doesn't even know. It's called "And We Danced."
Okay.
The necrophilia song.
Yes, which they have quite a few of those.
I was like, that could apply to many songs.
Cemetery Girl. Okay. Yeah, they have quite a few.
Well, the one where they dance afterwards.
Yeah.
Or maybe they dance first and five then the necrophilia. It doesn't matter. Trapped into a local cemetery.
Their intentions were nothing more than to smoke. I mean, I assume you liked it. You remembered it, so I assume this one stuck with you.
Yeah, I'm like super gross.
It was catchy.
You know, dead people and stuff. Yeah. So like, soon joined by some very unlikely company.
So they're talking about getting drunk in the cemetery and the for the children of the lotus. People are going to come to life and company they can only dream of.
And then dance.
I'm talking about the dead.
Oh, we didn't dance.
No,
they did dance.
Yeah, they danced with them.
But they don't even dance.
I mean, they banged them, but they danced.
Beautiful, lovely, dead women. Opened up to these boys and gave
Carver usually has a an album in for Halloween. Usually, whatever is this one.
Yeah, I put this one in.
For Halloween. Dead flesh, crazy hormones, me with a heart dick, her with a neck broke. We did a tango, she breathed. It's just so like dick and balls and dead people. I think the extremity of it, it passes over me differently. Like I don't, like I brush it off in a different way. You know what I mean? Like
it's a joke.
Obviously.
Yeah, they're fucking around.
Yeah, it's obviously they're fucking around. Yeah.
I wouldn't say. I can't believe we did. You. It's not. It's a little more cut and dry than, let's say, Vinnie Mac's series about dating a doll.
Yeah.
Like with that one, you're kind of like, is this real? Is this a character? With this, you kind of know.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song. You like the song?
I think you were. I think you were bobbing a little.
She was.
Bit.
She was.
Bobbing a little bit.
Yeah. All right, man. I think we've tortured him enough.
All right.
We had fun.
Good. Well, that was
fun. I did. I'll speak for myself. I had fun. That was fun.
Yeah. My wife is a trooper for sticking in here. Obviously, not into being on podcasts in general, but let alone talking about something she doesn't give a fuck about. So thanks for coming in.
But something she was obviously very knowledgeable about.
Yes.
So well done.
I'm impressed. I'm proud.
She listens.
Yeah. It was amazing. You know, thank you. It was pure pandemonium. Well done. It was pure pandemonium. All right. Anybody got anything? Any last words? Thanks for everybody in the chat for hanging out. We appreciate you joining us. Sorry we didn't interact too much. We got a lot going on here. Today was a special, fun, exciting show.
100th episode.
100 episodes. Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
Been doing this for a while, huh? Coming over here on Sundays, doing this for a while.
Yeah. I know she's been very annoyed at half my Sunday being down here in the basement doing construction.
Not every Sunday. Come on. Not every Sunday.
She's often annoyed that we do this every Sunday for so long, but it's all for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for tuning in and checking out.
Let's shuffle out of here.
We'll slide this one back into the deck.
Whoa. See y'all next time. Peace. Thanks.